Actor and former Senator Fred Thompson is expected to formally announce that he's running for president this week. If that hardly sounds like news to you, it's because, like so many candidates, Thompson was running long before he was running. Even as an undeclared candidate, he had his ups and downs. He won widespread attention. He had some surprisingly high poll numbers, and then some low fundraising numbers. Now, once Thompson runs for real, voters will see a persona that grew out of his first political campaign. This was a run for Senate back in 1994 in Tennessee. NPR's Audie Cornish has more.
Prior to 1994, Fred Thompson spent the decade furrowing his brow as a character actor, playing authority figures in movies like The Hunt for Red October and In the Line of Fire, films in which he mostly fought off overpowering musical scores and similarly suited bad guys.
This is just a joke to you?
No, you're a joke to me, Harry. You have no idea what we do around here.
That's enough, Horrigan!
You call me Harry one more time, you'll be busting counterfeiters in Alaska. You keep him away from the president, away from the White House, and you sure as hell better keep him away from me.
When Al Gore gave up his Senate seat in 1992 after being elected vice president, Thompson decided to go for it. Armed with his film celebrity, years as a Washington lobbyist, and renowned for his work as a GOP attorney during the Watergate scandal, Thompson hit the campaign trail. But his first steps were wobbly.
His main problem in the beginning was he was totally disorganized.
That's Lewis Donaldson, a Memphis attorney and Republican staffer on Thompson's first Senate campaign in 1994.
And he found that, I would have to say, the business of putting together a campaign organization wasn't his cup of tea.
Though Thompson did have campaign experience, having worked for Tennessee Republicans such as Howard Baker, it was clear that he was initially uneasy with the glad-handing grind of campaigning himself. In 1994, Thompson went through two campaign managers before he hired Bill Lacey.
He was campaigning like most U.S. Senate candidates campaigned then and probably now. He was driving around to lots of Republican events in a campaign van. And he was just not comfortable in that.
Lacey's now head of Thompson's current Testing the Waters presidential committee. But back then, with the shifting staff, underwhelming fundraising, and lackluster campaign appearances, Thompson didn't strike his Democratic opposition as much of a threat.
Well, I didn't see any charisma in Fred for the longest time.
Michael Kopp was the spokesman for Congressman Jim Cooper, the Democrat Thompson took on in that 1994 Senate race. At the time, Cooper had the edge in polls and organization. Kopp recalls his first impression of Thompson at a candidate forum in the early months of the race.
It was in Memphis, and it was in a ballroom at the Peabody. And I remember we kind of watched Jim and Fred, and frankly, you couldn't tell them much apart. I mean, both were dressed in business suits. I remember walking away from that, looking at both candidates, thinking, okay, neither one of them seemed very charismatic.
And Thompson's message wasn't centered on the hot-button family values issues that came to define that era of Republican politician, says Vanderbilt political science professor Bruce Oppenheimer.
It's not something where his calling card is, I'm a social or Christian conservative. It's not something where he's leading with abortion as an issue. It's not something where he's leading with gun control as an issue. It's where he's leading on, we really need to clean up government, we need to be more fiscally accountable, those sorts of issues.
Lacey says at one point they found themselves down some 20 points in the polls. Then Thompson said he wanted to switch things up.
So he came to me one day and suggested that we should maybe go out and look at getting a pickup truck, and that maybe he could campaign out of the truck, dressed down a little bit. And I did what I think any Washington-based consultant would do, which is to say, well, I'm not sure I really care for that idea very much. Let me think about it.
The political fable follows that Thompson and a Republican strategist hatched the idea in a Cracker Barrel restaurant. Thompson would come down from behind the podiums, bail on his Lincoln sedan, and barnstorm the state in a red pickup truck. After years of suiting up to play government insiders, Thompson would be suiting down for the role of Washington outsider.
It's been a long road, and a good road. I've been in every county in Tennessee, talking, listening, and celebrating the opportunity we have to take our government back. With strong new leadership, we can build a stronger and safer America, run by its citizens and not by a handful of professional politicians. Washington needs a major shakeup.
Cooper advisor Michael Kopp wasn't buying it.
When he started wearing the plaid shirt and the jeans and the boots and started talking and even talking different in a more folksy voice, I think we all sort of, our sense was, this is just, he's just playing a role and people are going to look at that and see right through it. In fact, we were wrong. A lot of people did believe it.
Kopp says Thompson's new approach put his candidate, a sitting congressman and son of a former governor, on the defensive. In public debates, Cooper was now in the unreal position of defending himself as an insider against a Washington lobbyist.
Renting a truck just for a campaign, a truck that's not yours and a truck that's picked out by your campaign advisor just as a Hollywood stage prop, doesn't seem like anything more than a gimmick.
Ooh, we're getting right into it.
Michael Kopp says Cooper really had nowhere to turn for help. The congressman had a chilly relationship with the Clinton-Gore administration because he'd opposed First Lady Hillary Clinton's health care plan. Meanwhile, Thompson's message of government reform was beginning to catch. He'd found his footing, says Thompson's political mentor and former Tennessee Senator Howard Baker.
It's important to have instincts and to have intuition about issues, but it's more important to carefully consider what the options and alternatives are and how you wish to position yourself. And Fred does that and did that with great care and with great success.
It was Baker who'd first brought Thompson to Washington for the Watergate hearings, and it was Baker who helped him celebrate his win over Cooper that fall. Thompson won the race with 60% of the vote as part of the so-called Republican Revolution. Democrats lost more than 50 seats in the House and another 7 in the Senate, losing control of both chambers in a tidal wave of voter discontent. Fred Thompson took his trusty red pickup truck to his swearing-in on Capitol Hill. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Nashville.
Go to our website, npr.org, and you can watch a TV commercial from Thompson's 1994 campaign.